The Johnson County Commission will hold a special meeting this morning at 9 a.m. to discuss a special assistance program. They will also hold an executive session regarding the unauthorized boat ramp on Lake DeSmet. Last month, the commission voted 2-1 to hold up on filing trespassing charges on landowner John Moreland over the unauthorized installation of a concrete boat ramp on county property along Lake DeSmet's shoreline. During that meeting, County Attorney Tucker Ruby explained the reasoning behind the delay in making a decision prior to the vote.
If the county were to agree to say, okay, let the concrete slab stay there, the county is not forfeiting any of its rights, nor is the county agreeing or saying that that boat ramp or that concrete slab is allowed and is grandfathered in. Our legal position on that has not changed. We would not be asserting and basically conceding a legal position in the agreement to allow it to stay. I think that's important for the commission and for the public to know that this is more a situation of it can stay while we figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do that.
The split decision is rare with this commission, with Commissioner Linda Greeno casting the vote against delaying a decision at the time. At the last meeting, the commission voted to accept an emergency management performance grant from the Wyoming Department of Homeland Security. The grant will be used to fund a portion of the annual salary of the Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator, Marilyn Connolly. The amount of the grant to the county amounts to slightly more than $40,000. Bighorn Mountain Radio will provide an update on the Lake DeSmet issue as more information becomes available.